Over the past 2 weeks, we have been dealing with faith. We started with faith for a good report. We moved to faith for things. And I promise you'll be dealing with how to grow in faith. I'll start on that. And I believe, God, that we'll begin to see growth in our faith, growth in our belief systems. As long as our Christian walks are concerned. Hallelujah. Doubt is a very present phenomenon in our lives. There is nobody here who can tell me they have never gotten to a stage in their lives, gotten to a place on their journey where they begin to doubt. Doubt their hopes, doubt their plans, doubt whether or not they will be able to make it in life. How many of you have been there before? God has a covenant with a man like Elijah. He's an anointed vessel, prophet. I mean, you can't contest the dimensions that Elijah walks in. The Bible said the other day, a woman emerges and threatens his life. This man who is so anointed has the capacity to call bears to emerge. This man who has done many things on a record by the power of the Almighty. This same man, when he was threatened, began to cry to God and say, I think I've had enough of this thing. I'm not sure I can do this anymore. It's like I am alone on this journey. You just take my life and let it be over and done with. We are not talking about a mere man. We are talking about a prophet of God who has encountered God, who has heard God. Yet at a certain part of his life, he's doubting, he's asking questions. How many of us have been there before? Look, people like David, name them. All of these people in scripture walk with God. A man like Jeremiah walked with God, and at a point he began to cry out to God and ask God. You know, some of them will ask, where is the God of my fathers? It's like they know he's alive. They know he's around. There's a record of what God has done. And yet they come to a place, a junction in life, where things are not flowing like they're supposed to flow. Things are not happening like they're supposed to happen. And they're asking, where is God? The only antidote for doubt is faith. And so the more we grow in faith, the more the voice of doubt is muted in our lives. Are you with me now? And that is why it is ultra important that we grow in faith. The thing about growth is that growth is not a one-time phenomenon. You don't just grow overnight and stay grown. You grow procedurally. You grow consistently. You grow persistently over time. So we have all been growing since we were born. Is that true? Can I get a witness here? Because the day you stop growing is the day you start dying. We have been growing consistently. And one of the markers for growth in the life of men is our birthdays. So we celebrate it as an indication of the passage of time, which substantiates or it serves as an evidence that indeed we are growing. So when we talk about growing in faith, don't look at it or perceive it as a one-time event that just happens. I have grown in faith. I have arrived. That's it. No. It is something that we do consistently. So yesterday we grow. Today we grow. Tomorrow we grow. Every day we keep growing. We keep growing and rising in faith. Look at somebody say, grow in faith. Now, the first way to grow in faith is through the knowledge, is through knowledge through the word of God. It's by obtaining knowledge through the word of God. Jeremiah 15, 16. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Can we read it together, please? Ready, go. Thy words were found. Okay. All right. This is Jeremiah. It says, I found your word and I ate your word and they became unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. When I found your word, I didn't read it like how everybody reads it. I didn't read it like a grammatical text. I didn't read it theologically. When I found it, it became to me something that I ate that gave joy to my heart and a rejoicing to my soul. Remember the other day when the devil tempted God, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Just like we eat bread, we can eat the word of God and have knowledge in it that builds faith. Whether you like it or not, we are all products of what we feed on. If you find two people, even twins, that are born same day, and you feed one consistently salad, and you feed the other one consistently heavy carbohydrates and meat, give them 10 years. Although they were born on the same day with similar genetic materials, over time, they will become a picture of the things they have consumed. Am I talking to somebody? So whereas one of them will be slim, one of them will be big, not because of anything, but because they have consistently fed on a certain diet. Every man who stays with the word and eats the word and consistently feeds on the word, his life becomes a reflection of that which he has consumed. Whatever you keep hearing, whatever feeds your spirit, would over time paint a picture of a certain reality for you in life. And your faith will be built in it. Let me give you a very practical example. If all you hear around you in your family is stories of people who go into marriage and it doesn't work, stories of people who go into marriage and it ends up in divorce, ends up in pain, ends up in tragedy, that will become a reality for you. And suddenly, even as God opens doors for you to enter into the same institution of marriage, you will be fearful, not because anybody has threatened you, but simply because of the body of knowledge that has been fed into your spirit. It begins to dictate what you see as possibilities. Can I talk to you at all? Can I talk to you? Do you know that doctors and nurses have seen so many deaths that many of them have become numb to death? It's not like they are bad people. They have been exposed many times to the knowledge of the experience of death, so much so that a lot of them have become numb to it. See, when your person dies and you are screaming and you are shouting, they have seen people like you scream and shout over 20 years. So it's not your screaming and shouting that they haven't seen before. That knowledge that has been fed into their spirit has created a certain reality for them and made them into something. Whatever you decide to consistently feed on will over time determine what you will become. And that is why Jeremiah says, I found your word, I ate your word, it became a joy and a rejoicing for my soul. I am not talking about casual reading of the word. You know, many of us were taught growing up to do quiet time. And because of that, we just, you know, read it to tick a box. Do I have a witness here? Like you have bought daily power, daily bread, daily macho, daily guy. So many dailies. So that today's date, 20-something April, what is there? This scripture, I even know it already. Father, you know already. Food feeds your flesh, but the word feeds your spirit. There is no malnourished spirit that can walk in the audacity of faith. Even if I prophesy to you 1,000 times, if your spirit man is malnourished, you won't even accept it as reality. You see, because most of the time, prophecies are not physical reflections of your current reality. When the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, I'll make you the father of nations, he was not even father of one. And yet God was painting a picture of something captured in reality in the spirit and said, although you are father of none, I will make you father of many. Are you with me now? And so you feed your spirit man to build capacity and to stand on the foundation that is faith. You grow consistently. What do you keep hearing? What are you feeding your spirit? People have fed things to their spirit that says it's not possible. It can't be done. You have certain dreams, certain ambitions, certain things that, oh, this thing can't be done. If you keep hearing it can't be done, if you keep hearing nothing can change it, that will be your, you will become what you keep hearing. Are you with me? Some of you have been hardwired to conform to a certain narrative that, you know, as for you, it's a crime to dream big. Your family, nobody dreams big. All you do is go to school a little, do civil servant job. They pay your salary, you go home and sleep. Just think. So whereas there's potential in you to explode and become a voice that contends for the attention of your generation, because of what you have consistently seen and what you have consistently been exposed to, your identity, your understanding of success is what I've just defined. So once you are in that your small cocoon, you think you have arrived. But when you brood on the word of God, you see so many things, like a man who encountered a lion and lived. Are you with me now? Like a man who fought God, fought the angel of the Lord, and his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. You find so many realities, like a man that God himself fed by sending ravens. So suddenly your eyes pop open because you obtain knowledge that teaches you that God is so powerful that even when you have nothing, he has the ability to make a way where there seems to be no way. You believe it, you feed your spirit. And so when men say there is a casting down, you say there is a lifting up. Not because of pride, because you are fed on the word of God and your spirit man is alive. I feel like I'm talking to somebody this morning. Stay with the word. Don't just, you know, find one chapter, read what is, oh, Abraham said to Sarah. I tell people all the time, especially those who have gifts, the gifts of the spirit. I said, don't advertise to me the gift you possess until you have shown me the word you contain. Because you see, the foundation of every gift is very important. We need to investigate the foundations of every gift. If you can prophesy, but you don't know God's word, on what basis are you prophesying? We need to investigate. Am I making some sense? So stay with the word. Feed your spirit with the word. See, the more you stay with the word and you obtain knowledge by the word, you come to a place we call understanding. Last week, I touched on it a bit. Your eyes begin to pop open. For example, how many of you know that sowing and reaping and giving, that there's blessing in giving? How many of you know? Can I see your hand up? There's blessing in giving. That if you sow a seed, the Lord would bless you out of the seed you sown. How many of you know that? Okay. The problem is that knowledge is good. But there's an understanding you need to add to that knowledge that people haven't realized. And this is just one example I'm giving you. That if you stick with the word, you begin to obtain understanding as regards so many things. There is the priestly pattern for God's lifting. And the priestly pattern is this. Me as a priest, me as a pastor, as I preach and I do God's work and I minister and I prophesy and the miracles, signs and wonders happen, then God, by his authority, touches the heart of men to open doors, touches the heart of men to bless the ministry, touches the heart of men to bless me. Am I talking to somebody? That is a priestly pattern. Now, if you who work in a bank see or hears of my priestly pattern for rising and you also believe in God for that pattern, you'll be disappointed. Although there is blessing in giving and receiving. Did I confuse you or you are still with me? Because for you, the ideas the Lord will drop in your spirit as regards your work is what will open the doors that will bring the lifting that you are looking for. Because no church member will come and meet you in the bank and say, I want to sow a seed to you. It is this lack of understanding that makes people look or hear the priestly pattern of testimonies and think that it applies or must apply to everybody. For example, you are a doctor. Somebody just walks up to you and says, "Doctor, I like you. I have 10 acres. I want to bless you with it, but I want you to build a hospital." That is your breakthrough right there. Are you with me now? That is God's system for blessing those in the marketplace. When you stick with the word, your eye begins to open to see the realities that are embedded in there. Your faith is upgraded to be able to believe God enough for their performance. You cannot just be walking and doing vain declarations. We like a lot of vain declarations and sloganeering. I am the head and not the tail. Head, the papa, papa, papa. But stay with the word. Look at somebody say, stay with the word. How can you be here in this house? It is 2024. We are believing God for impact. You don't even have a Bible. You are here. You say, my Bible is on my phone. You don't, you haven't even invested in. They said God has called you. You haven't had the wisdom, the presence of mind to invest in a Bible, in a study material that would uplift you. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. There's a dimension that God will not do with a man beyond what he knows, beyond what the body of knowledge he has in his spirit is. If you don't know God can heal, how does God heal? Because if he does, you will know it. Am I making sense to someone? If you don't know God can lift men, how do you even believe God for a lifting? Because it's something that is not registered in your spirit. You are here, 2024. You don't have, ask your neighbor, where is your Bible? It's on my phone. Knowledge through the word. Knowledge. You stay with, that is your material for growth. You build the necessary regimen that builds you up. Look, if you stay long enough with the word, you will see things others don't see. Are you with me? The Bible says the word of God is living and active. It's living, number one, and it's active, number two. It's living because it is not written in letters only, but as you read it, it comes alive and it is captured into your spirit. It has the ability to regenerate. It has the ability to propel. It has the ability to inspire. It has the ability to motivate, to move men. So it is living. It is also active because when it enters your spirit, it produces activities within you. It is living and it is active. But you need to stay long enough with the word that its life and its activity becomes a reality for you. Stay with it.
Thank you for listening to the Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr. For more of these messages, please subscribe to his podcast and SoundCloud. It's Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr. To interact with him, like his page on Facebook, follow him on Twitter @Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr.